good afternoon, and welcome to this week's sermon summary. We just considered Romans chapter 6, verse 23, one of the most famous, most quoted, most memorized verses of all time. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. We considered the word wages. We really just broke the verse down very simply, and the wages, or that which we deserve, our salary. It is a fitting punishment for us, the wages of our sin. Anytime we have broken God's law, we considered the Ten Commandments. We considered Jesus, where he said, if you look upon a brother or sister in hatred, or look upon another one in lust, you are a murderer, you're an adulterer, and the seriousness of our sin, and not simply what we've done, but who we have done it against, that we have done it against the Lord God Almighty. And we use the illustration, such as spilling your coffee on a cheap IKEA rug for $50, or spilling it upon a $10,000 handmade, expensive, one-of-a-kind carpet. The consequences and the offense is much greater because of that which it is against. So our sin is infinite, it is great, it is awful, because it's against our infinite, eternal, almighty, holy, gracious, loving, and merciful God. And that is the seriousness of our sin, and the wages, or the payment for that sin, would be death, eternal separation from God. And we read from Revelation chapter 20, where all those who reject Christ and reject the salvation which God offers are thrown into eternal fire. And that is just, it is right, because God is holy, and our sin is against him, and he is an eternal, infinite, holy being. Verse, of course, doesn't end there. It says, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. We have a free, something that cannot be bought, something that cannot be paid for, and it's a gift. It can't be earned. We use the illustration of somebody saying, hey, if you're good this year, then Santa will bring you presents. As soon as you say, if you're good, and it's dependent upon that, then it's not really truly a present. It's earned by behavior. And in that same way, salvation from God is simply a gift. It comes freely by belief in Jesus Christ, the object of that faith. The one who brings this gift is none other than the chosen one, the Messiah, the Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came and lived the perfect life that we could not live, died the death we deserve to die, and rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. You confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart that Jesus died, that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. And then we read Revelation chapter 21. Where it talks about God putting into place the new heavens and the earth, and God dwelling with mankind for all of eternity, and the great hope and joy that is found in that. So follow after Christ, love him, pursue him, trust in him as your Lord and Savior. He is the giver of salvation. There is no salvation. There's no other name given than the name of Jesus for our salvation of mankind. Trust in him, the Lord and Savior, God's Son, who lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death, and rose from the grave. Hope this was helpful. Have a great day.